Reminder, listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, which is a beautiful place. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And we'll have one of those for you coming up tomorrow. So how was your day yesterday, Austin? I'm going to tell you about mine after I hear about yours.
Yesterday was good. I got some work done. I've been catching up on an old Big Brother season, so I got to watch two episodes, so that was good in anticipation of the cast reveal today as I nerd out Bob. That's at noon, and the premiere on Thursday. You're a big Love Island fan. My sisters watch it a lot, but Big Brother's coming up.
I say that all facetiously because I really don't like Love Island, but I thought you could be a worthwhile contestant on it.
I have to admit that I watched an episode or two with my sisters, and I said, I look nothing like these people, and the things that they are doing are so outlandish. I have a big personality. I don't know if it's that large.
Well, you're going to have to double down on that on the island. I'd love to see you on the island. I had an opportunity to play and MC John Daly Invitational up at Pleasant Valley. And John Daly is just quite a character when you see him in town. And he comes in town quite a bit, actually. And Pleasant Valley's a golf course owned and transformed by Tuffy Schallenberger, who owns the Riverhounds. And those guys are good friends. And when they come into town, they have this big event, and all money goes to, you know, military well-being for families who've gone through losses at the military level. And so many people showed up to help out in that cause. It was great. And he still can hit a golf ball. It's amazing to me. You know, he shows up. He gets out of his car. He walks up to the tee, hits it 320 yards straight down the middle with no warm-ups, no preparation, no nothing.
That's unreal.
It's incredible. But that's how he goes. And by the way, there is a golf tournament locally going on up at the Falling Rock Classic, which is at Nemacolin Woodlands Resort at both Shepherd's Rock and Mystic Rock. And Devin Gee, the head pro of Oakmont, has the current lead at 3-under par after day one. He shot 69. Brett Carman, Justin Collins tied for second at 71 minus one, two behind. And Tony Tracy at even par 72. That's a tough golf course up there as well.
Our eighth grade trip, we went to Nemacolin, Bob. I was ziplining, and me, as somebody deathly scared of heights, was not really liking looking down about 200 feet below me ziplining, but it was pretty awesome.
I've not tried. They have a great zip line up there. They really do. Were you scared first time?
Oh, yeah. I was like the last person to go, and then everybody just started making fun of me, so I was like, all right, now I have to go.
Well, that's one thing I'm not going to do. I'd rather sit in the shop having a beverage, watching you go down the zip line. I'm not going to do it myself. 412-928-9037. We've been talking about the Pirates 9-2 losers last night, so that's four losses in a row where they've scored just two runs in those four losses, basically one swing by Tommy Pham. But it did end a 30-inning consecutive scoreless drought that they had, and that dates back all the way to 1950. So now we're creeping up on the trade deadline. I want to hear some of your thoughts about that. And also, as we move along, we'll get into some other Steelers conversation because we have Nick Faribault coming up here at 11 o'clock on our show. In the meantime, let's go out one more time to the call lines because a lot of people have been calling in today, so we want to hear from you.
Let's go to Joe in Verona, who wants to talk about the GM.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Well, many times talked to you. Well, okay, this is our sixth year with Sherrington. If it's going to be the seventh year, you know, that's going to be a disaster. We all know he should have been fired with Shelton and a month ago, then things would be better. You said something very interesting. You said a couple years ago they had one of the better minor league teams in all of baseball. So that goes to show under this Sherrington, no one's getting developed. No one's training anything. No one's teaching anything. It should be a whole clean house. We know it's not. So we know what Nutting's about, and we know that the commissioner thinks everything's okay here in Pittsburgh. But it's going to be the same next year in July the 7th, 8th. I'm going to be talking to you or you're going to be talking to all us people, and we're all going to be frustrated because it's the same old, same old, same old. He has to go. He's a disgrace, and he's dangerous.
Yeah, but
I've ever seen.
Well, wait a minute. Now, if that happens, that means there's going to be somebody else coming in. And if there are the same restrictions that we anticipate would be in place, would it be any better?
Well, maybe. You know what? Huntington, I thought, was bad, and he was way better. At least he made a couple good trades with them. I mean, he got Burnett. He got, you know, he did things. This guy's a disgrace. I mean, if Nutting, you know, he should have got rid of him. And, you know, you're going to have to bring somebody in, or it's going to be the same 35 years of this BS, seventh year, uh-uh. And they're a disgrace, especially when we watch baseball since me in the 40s and seeing all this crap. This is a disgrace, Bob.
All right, and, Joe. Listen.
Commissioner, wait a minute. One thing. Union guy says he's not spending enough. An hour later, Mansfield said everything's okay. See, it's just one big happy family of jerks. But thank you, Bob.
Tony. We need Tony to come into this conversation. We need Tony to call. Well, obviously the fan base is frustrated, and they should be. 6 years of this in a row. But that goes back to my point about, I think what happens too many times is they kick the can down the road. They're selling the future. The future looks good when you're Baseball America's number one rated system. But those are all just numbers.
Yeah.
Those are all just, you know, hype situations. Well, look at this guy. Look how good he did when he was in high school. Now he's here. He's moving up from single A to double A. And, okay, it all looks good until it doesn't. And when it doesn't, then you realize baseball pipeline should be really rated on how many people graduate to the big leagues from your system. If you have all these numbers in your system, but none of them ever reach the majors, what good is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a perfect science in any regard. You're just banking on tools for the most part, too. Like,
but they're subjective tools. Yeah. Nobody really knows.
No.
And that's why if you look at and that's why I don't want whatever trades are made here, Austin, I do not want them to be prospect trades.
You want major league.
I want major leaguers players. Because at least I know that some of these guys have had some sort of track record. If I'm going to look at the 40th prospect from the Chicago Cubs or the 10th prospect from the Chicago White Sox, you know, they should have a tremendous farm system given how bad they've been, right?
Yeah, you'd think.
Colorado should be a tremendous farm system. I'm going to be anxious to see where they rank. I want to see where they rank, because if they're not ranking high, then that bodes even worse for them. So I'm tired of future prospects. It's time to change that whole mindset, because that seems to be the way to go. And people, the hardcore fans, will get involved with those, and they'll like those numbers. Well, this guy is rated here, there. I don't care. I really don't. Don't you? It gets frustrating after a while to talk about future prospects.
Yeah, I agree. Partly because we just haven't seen them and we don't know what truly they're going to be. And the gap between AAA and the majors is greater than it's been in a very long time. A lot of people in baseball have said that. And look, it would be much better to have a bona fide established guy. But that's why prospects are traded, because they're not established yet. And like, if you have Mitch Keller for an established guy, you might only get one bat back for Keller, where you could get two minor league bats back for Keller, where maybe it's not
again,
a lottery ticket.
Trying to
ticket.
Find like a needle in a haystack, though, if you're going to go by that.
Well, possibly, depending
unless like that Soto trade, all right? That trade, they had some of the bluest of blue chip prospects that they got from the Padres. And that worked for that. From the Padres.
Yeah,
and that worked
Mackenzie Gore. They got James
CJ
Wood.
CJ Abrams. James Wood. And they're all up and they're all playing. And they were on the precipice of being here. So I guess if you're dealing with that, but you better make sure that's the right. Because if those guys failed, then that trade would have been looked at like the Gerrit Cole or Joe Musgrove trade.
Yeah, so they got to find a way to. And I do find it interesting that the GM that made that trade, which looks like it's incredible,
for
Washington, was fired.
And the guy who won a World Series, Davey Martinez, is fired.
Yeah.
So they're not waiting around. They're making changes because
they're not
satisfied.
And they're not waiting for the draft next week. The draft, apparently, not that big of a deal for Washington to be able to make this decision. They have people like their scouting directors are going to make these calls. And other people, I'm sure that Mike Rizzo and Ben Cherington are not evaluating every single aspect of the draft. That's why they put somebody else in charge of that, so that they could run the major league team.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, what do more people have to say? Because a lot of people are hot to trot on this one.
All right, let's
go. Got on?
Let's go to Steve in the car who wants to chime in.
Go ahead, Steve. What's up?
Steve. Going once. Steve, twice.
Steve. He's there. There's
he's,
a,
yeah,
I can hear
where
him.
Where is he?
Steve.
Are you there? Steve? You okay?
Maybe he has it on mute or something. All right. Let's move to the next one.
We'll try again with Steve. Dial him in at 412-928-9370. We would love to talk to you.
So, Bobby Witt's a guy that I look at right now because the Pirates are playing Kansas City, right? How old is
Correct.
Bobby Witt? He's got to be mid-20s, 24, 25 years old. Already a two-time All-Star, Gold Glove winner, Major League batting champion, and they gave him a lot of money. This is not a franchise that you would normally expect to give big money out.
No, but they have. I mean, they've done it with some of their guys that they had previously, like that 2015 World Series team when they won it in Kansas City.
Right.
Like they gave out some money to their guys.
Well, he got an 11-year deal, almost $300 million, and options that could take it over $350 million. It's the richest they've ever given out. But if Kansas City could do that, why can't the Pirates do that, right? I mean, that's not a big market. That's certainly not a market that you would – but they also know that they have a prominent guy who they can build around, at least try, and open up a window. So Bobby Witt gets 11 years, a contract that could move out to $370 million plus based on incentives and some club options. I don't understand why that can't be something down the road when we're talking scheme specific that they can do it if they want to do it. Again, this comes back to me to the system as well as anything else. The system needs to be changed if it's going to work. The other thing that happened, and I know you guys had a bone of contention on this yesterday, was the commissioner always has an opportunity to make special exemptions into the All-Star game. And quite frankly, Clayton Kershaw deserved to be in it. I thought after he got his 3,000 strikes out, he was the guy that Rob Manfred said will be on the team, a special commissioner's selection. So that's good. Yesterday, Austin, you and Jason Mackey were talking about Andrew McCutchen being on that list. I'm a big believer in the All-Star game. There should be no real limits on who's there. Most of the guys, if they play, they play an inning. Maybe not. Some guys won't play. They're just there. Yeah. I would include Andrew McCutchen as somebody who's earned the right to be in that game.
I would too, and I got some heat for that on social media for saying it. Like,
well, I don't care about roster. If they're looking at raw, who cares? Yeah. This is an All-Star game. Bring the names and faces. If you want to promote your sport, those are the people who should be there.
Well, one thing that I think I made clear too when I put it out there is, look, I'm not saying that McCutchen should get the exemption over Kershaw. That Manfred should have picked McCutchen instead of Kershaw. Kershaw is a first ballot Hall of Famer type of guy. 3,000 strikeouts. He deserves to be there. This is probably it for Kershaw. It does make me wonder if at least Manfred inquired about McCutchen at all on whether this could be his final season or not. Look, I understand that McCutchen, the weight that he holds in Pittsburgh is so significant that it's not the same that he holds in the entirety of the sport. But, I mean, he has played in San Francisco. He has played in New York. He's played in big markets. He also played in Milwaukee. He's played in Philly. Milwaukee, not a big market. But he's bounced around the block a little bit. And I think that other areas and other writers, that might help McCutchen understand the type of player that he's been, the good player that he's been, the borderline Hall of Famer that he is. Is it a slam dunk he gets in? No. But I think there's a chance that he could get in. I think that he's somebody who, like outside of Kershaw, who else is retiring that is a really good player that has Hall of Fame credentials?
Yeah, there aren't many of them. That's why I'm saying they should all be included. If there's a commissioner limit of one, make it three. And if you don't have anyone that, you're fine. But if you do, utilize that the power to get him in. I really don't care. Just show him up at the game. He doesn't even have to play. Just be there as an honor, you know, as kind of a lifetime achievement kind of thing. Why not?
I'd be fine with that, but it also makes me wonder if McCutchen will be back next year. You know, like,
it sounds like he's truly it. Yeah, and that leads to another debate. As much as I respect Andrew McCutchen, if he's on the roster again and he turns out to be one of your better hitters, what does that say about your offense? You know? I don't know. I'm to the point now where I want to see people come in and who have better upside in terms of offensive potential production-wise. Power-wise, we don't have enough of that on this team.
Yeah, he can still play. But
he can still play, but he's relegated to being a DH. You should have a better DH hitter in your system at this point, a younger guy who's able to be that person and not rely on Andrew McCutchen.
Well, outside of IKF, he leads the team in batting average.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
On base, so he's top two on the team as well.
So you can argue that he should get a big pay raise and come back again next year.
I'd be completely fine with him coming back.
But again, at this point of his career, he shouldn't be their best player. If he is, they're in trouble, and they're in trouble. That's the whole point of that. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Do you say route or route? I say both.
I say both, too.
Route, route.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you can go to Route 19 or Route 19 and find out for yourself. Also, today, the weather, which is brought to you by Myers Law Group, it is Antoine Randall Day, 82. I could pick one of many 82 numbers, right?
Yeah, John Stallworth on the sheet for later in the show.
Yeah, 90% chance of rain up until 2 p.m. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Nick Faribault from Penn Live. We're talking about the Steelers, TJ Watt's lingering contract negotiation. How long will it linger? What will it look like in training camp? We'll get into that and some of the offseason moves by Omar Khan and the Steelers. That's all coming up as we continue with hour number two of the Pomp and Joe Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Huge news in college hockey yesterday, Bob, as projected number one overall pick in the 2026 NHL draft. I'm going to manifest him to try to become a Pittsburgh Penguin. Commits to Penn State, Gavin McKenna, who could be the next Connor McDavid-like talent, Austin Matthews-like talent. He's going to play for the Nittany Lions next year. How about that?
More than anything, that tells you how far that program has become. They got a beautiful facility up. The Pegula family has put a lot of money into it, and it's beautiful, and it's catching everyone who is in the hockey world by attention. They know how good it is, and the fact that he's there is terrific. He's close. If you want to watch a future superstar, you can go up there. It's close by, two-hour drive or a three-hour drive, whatever it is. Get there, and I don't know about them getting the number one pick. You get into a lottery, you have a chance.
It's possible.
You got to win that ping pong ball, though.
Texter already saying Penn State is not a Pittsburgh sports update. Come on, Limits. This is also a Penguins
update.
It's a big hockey update. He's going to be the number one pick next year. He's a generational talent.
He is. I think all of that is within the viewing area and within the listening area. People listen all the time.
That was a big topic of debate, Bob, over the last couple of days. When on Friday, intern Dom put out there that Oregon and Penn State is one of his top five football games, Pittsburgh football games of the year. And people were saying that Penn State does not count as a Pittsburgh football game. And I doubled down on it, saying that it should.
Well, okay. Well, I'll throw this out. One of the best football games involves close by. If you're going to go 3 hours, go to Columbus and watch Ohio State and Texas in the opener. That may be the best game of the year.
Great game.
You know, right off the bat.
The same texter says he sucks, and so does Penn State. And he also told me to mute my mic. I think he might just be a hater of the show.
You're also interested to have your boy Drew Aller potentially as somebody who's tied to Pittsburgh in the future.
Could you imagine Drew Aller and Gavin McKenna as a package deal to the Steelers and the Penguins?
I would sign up for that right now. If I knew that could happen, absolutely. I would